Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Good day. Here are the stories for the Manila Times for Monday, May 6, 2024. Today's episode is brought to you by Wilcon Depot, the Philippines' leading home improvement and construction supplies retailer, your trusted building partner. Read, Chinese militia ships swarm Sabina Shoal. At least 8 Chinese vessels have been sighted off Escota, Sabina, Shoal, a feature located in the West Philippine Sea, WPS, that is under the jurisdiction of Pagasa Village in the Calayan town in Palawan. Based on monitoring by SeaLight, a use-based maritime transparency project that monitors and reports activities in the South China Sea, the Chinese Maritime Militia, CMM, ships have been spotted off the shoal, which lies just 124 nautical miles from Palawan Island, and thus well inside the Philippine Exclusive Economic Zone. SeaLight Director and retired U.S. Air Force Colonel Ray Powell said on Sunday that the Chinese ships, also known as Spratly Backbone Fishing Vessels, have been at the shoal since April 27. Read, new voter applicants reach more than 2.5 M. The ongoing voter registration has reached more than 2.5 million, which is just a little more than 400,000 short of the target of 3 million new voters for the 2025 midterm elections. COMELEC Chairman George Irwin Garcia said over the weekend that as of May 2, the Commission has processed 2,548,324 applications across all regions and needs only 451,676 to hit the 3 million target. Garcia pointed out that with more than 4 months more to go before the registration period ends on September 30, the COMELEC will surely surpass its target. Read, Teodoro scores Chinese lies about Eungan Shoal. China lied when it claimed that it reached an internal agreement on Eungan, Second Thomas, Shoal with the Philippine government on a new model for dealing with their territorial dispute. In a statement issued on Sunday, Defense Secretary Gilberto Teodoro Jr. said there was no discussion or briefing on any gentleman's agreement or new model during Huang's courtesy call. Since the courtesy call, he said, he has disallowed any contact between the Defense Department and the Chinese embassy. Read, swift finish of infra projects pushed. President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. has issued an executive order, EO, directing the streamlining of the permitting process for infrastructure flagship projects, IFPs, to expedite their implementation. EO 59, signed by Executive Secretary Lucas Bersamin on April 30 on behalf of the President, underscores the need to further improve the country's infrastructure landscape in line with the administration's initiatives to transform the country's economy. There are 185 IFPs approved by the National Economic and Development Authority. Business, Q1 growth just under target, poll. Over to business, Philippine economic growth likely accelerated to just below target in the first quarter, Q1, despite renewed inflationary pressures and high interest rates, analysts polled by the Manila Times said. The median estimate of 5.9%, just short of the government's 6.0 to 7.0% goal for 2024, is higher than the previous quarter's 5.6% but lower than the year earlier 6.4%. Consumption would still be a primary driver as inflation had markedly fallen year on year, but the analysts warned that with the rate having risen in February and March, high borrowing costs would remain a constraint. Inflation, they said, could have breached the 2.0 to 4.0% target at 4.1% in April, prompting monetary authorities to keep interest rates higher for longer, delaying cuts that could spur economic growth. Inflation results for last month are scheduled to be released Tuesday, May 7, while preliminary first quarter gross domestic product, GDP, growth data will be issued on Thursday, May 9. Sports, PBA begs off from BCL Asia. In sports, PBA Commissioner Willie Martial said the Pro League is not sending a team in the coming Basketball Champions League, BCL, Asia. The league chieftain shared that he has been in touch with FIBA, International Basketball Federation, through its Secretary General Andreas Zoglis. Martial pointed to the Pro League's direct involvement with Gilas Pilipinas during its gold medal redemption in the Southeast Asian Games in Phnom Penh, Cambodia, followed by the FIBA World Cup, which the country co-hosted, along with the Asian Games, where the Tim Cohn-coached national squad took home the gold in Hangzhou, China. The PBA has since been concentrating on its two-conference format in Season 48, which Martial said was again, part of the league's commitment to support Gilas and the Samahong Basketball Inc. Pilipinas. Read, Opinion and Editorial. Rigoberto Tiglao, Father Rangelio Aquino, and Francisco Tatat are today's front page columnists. Tiglao discusses the gentleman's agreement with China, Father Aquino talks about the arbitral ruling against Beijing, while Tatat thinks First Lady Liza Araneta Marcos is at the crossroads. Today's editorial talks about the global health problem brought by obesity. Read the full version in the paper's opinion section or listen to the Voice of the Times. For more news and information, read the Manila Times on print, subscribe to its digital edition or log on to www.manilatimes.net. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok and LinkedIn, and be part of our communities on Viber, Telegram, and Mastodon.
Our longest trusted English newspaper since 1898. Now available digitally. Computer. Order the Manila Times Digital Edition. Subscribed. Get the Manila Times Digital Edition for less than 2 pesos and 50 centavos per day when you sign up for 1 year. The Manila Times, news source of choice, trusted since 1898.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.